I live in Lewisham. Because of my age and my interests, I'm not really aware of what goes on with the younger people and didn't really have a lot of empathy for anyone that was stopped and searched. But that all changed when I went along to a new play at the Broadway Theatre in Catford this week. It really opened my eyes. It's called Stop Search. Children from the age of 10 years and upwards are stopped on a regular basis and searched. It happened to the Archbishop of York, second only after the Archbishop of Canterbury. I then spoke to a mother of an 18-year-old boy who no longer leaves his house and has developed alopecia. How a child of 10 can be stopped and searched is beyond me. Why wouldn't they take them home to their parents if they feel there is a massive problem? I spoke to two young men who feel humiliated and embarrassed at their treatment. One a graduate student at Goldsmiths College, and the other a working man who is often stopped in his car.
Last 2 months I've been stopped and searched 4 times in my car. Stopped, I don't know why. Every time I ask them why have they stopped me, they say they're just doing a random insurance check. Well, surely if they're doing a random insurance check, they can do it in their car, but they've been stopping me regardless. And every time it's the same nonsense, insurance, insurance, insurance. And I said, I think that what they do now is that they're building a database on most cars. And if they see 4 or 5 black youths in a car, they'll put it in the database for a car to be randomly checked next time.
So how does it make you feel when you're stopped and searched?
It belittles me, really, seriously. But you just have to put up with it, really. That's the way I see it. And just let them do their search and then go about on your merry way. Often enough, they say that you can get yourself removed from the database, but it's a lot of hassle, you know.
So, do any of your friends get stopped and searched?
They get stopped and searched on a regular in their own area. You can't go about your daily business unless you get stopped and searched, regardless of how you look, how you're dressed, or what you're doing, you know. You just get stopped and searched. Even if you're a grown man, no longer a teen, you still get stopped and searched.
Well, I've been running around my friends and then police have just pulled up around the corner and stopped us, searched us in, thinking we've stolen something. I've been stopped up in central London before for no reason. So,
what do you mean for no reason?
I was just with my friends, we were looking around and then just pulled up and stopped us. So,
how does it make you feel?
Like I've done something wrong when I haven't, but I don't. I think that's the best way to see it.
Does it make you feel ashamed?
Yeah.
Do you feel embarrassed as well?
Yeah, when people are there.
Only 1 in 10 stop searches ends in arrest, and the solving of crime through this method is microscopic, a humiliating and degrading process for anyone.